Yeah, he was in meetings with us today. He's upbeat. He just had a beautiful daughter. And so we're just trying to keep him in good spirits.
He hasn't had the surgery yet, I guess?
Not that I know of. He's just had a brace on. So
it's kind of fitting that you'll be here and able to play just in time as he goes down with the injury?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how all of our injuries been. Everybody's coming back at the right time, and it sucks that we lose a guy as soon as they get a guy back. But that's a part of the game, and that's why you say the next man up rule. So.
How has that next man up rule helped you guys this season with all the injuries you've had, especially in the secondary?
It was good. We had guys like Rasul step up and actually grow and become, and he's starting to form into a good player. And obviously Corey Graham had to play some meaningful snaps. Chris had to play some meaningful snaps. So when you get that out the way early, then later in the season, you have guys who've played important snaps, and you can trust guys to get out there and win your game.
With the long break, do you feel 100% ready to go?
Yeah, man, I'm finally ready to get back out there. I'm juicing it out at practice, and it's all good. So,
how much have you been itching just to get back out there and seeing the way that the guys, all the young guys, have been able to step up and ball in your absence?
It sucks sitting on the sideline watching everybody have so much fun. So you kind of want a piece of the pie. And that's the biggest thing for anybody that's injured, Darby and Sydney. All of us are having such a good time, you just want to get out there.
How's been the mindset of the team coming off that huge win over Carolina, knowing it's another primetime showdown, that you guys are 5-1, and there's a lot of hype surrounding the team right now. How have you guys been able to handle that aspect of it this week?
You know, we were here. We were one game off from where we were last year. So that was we all have that teaching moment in our head last year that no matter that we're 5-1, we have to treat every week like it's a new week. And we're 0-0, and the team across from us is 0-0. It doesn't matter about their record. And we keep that mentality. We'll get to where we want to be.